C. Some role, but not all. Throughout the 19th century, various radicals, such as Frenchman Charles Fourier, proposed what they saw as a fairer way of running an industrialized society. Springing from Bentham's views, the focus was not entirely on the individual, but on the betterment of society as a whole. These social philosophies and experiments led to the creation of what we might call today socialism. In the basis of a socialistic system, the government has some role limiting private businesses and regulating the nation's factors of production. In other words, public institutions run by the government are established that combine citizens' individual money and resources for the common good. While the United States certainly collects taxes and sets up federal, state, and city public institutions, it is not usually, at least, classified as a socialist country. Socialist countries that are labeled as such around the world sometimes have an income tax rate of more than 50% of citizens' income, and usually set up free, quote-unquote free, health care, education, including college and university, and retirement plans for all of its citizens. However, even these countries exercise socialism far differently than the small scale it was originally intended for.